We continue our learning. We're in Kiddushin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Our Mishnah is going to deal with the issue of what we call a Tanai Kuffel, a double Tanai, and we'll give a little bit of an introduction. The Torah in Parshas Matos, we'll read in a couple of weeks, speaks about when B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven approach Moshe Rabbeinu that he should give him the Achuza, the area of Eretz Hagilad, on the other side, or the eastern side of the Jordan River. And there Moshe made a Tanai and said to Elazar, HaKohen Yeshua Ben Nun, and the Roshei Avos HaMatos of Israel in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Bey is the following. This is what he said. This was the deal that he struck with B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. Im Yavru B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven Itzchemes HaYardin Kol Cholitz Lamelchama L'fnei Hashem V'nichbesha Haaretz L'fneichem. If B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven come and they come and fight armed, fight in battle, and we conquer the land of Israel, Unisatem Lahem Es Eretz HaGilad La'achuza. So then, that's the Tanai. You fulfill the Tanai, then you'll get Eretz HaGilad, the eastern side, Ever HaYardin Mizrachavim Lo Yavru Cholitzim Itzchem. But if they don't come along with you, then they're going to be like everybody else, and they cannot get Eretz Hagilad. They'll have to come to Eretz Canaan and divide up that land, and that's where they will receive their portion. That's the Tanai, what we call the Tanai B'nai Gad V'nei Reuven. And what's unique about it is that it's what we call a Tanai Kuffel. It's doubled. It has the positive and the negative. If they come along, then they will get Eretz Hagilad. And if not, so then they're going to come, they have to get Eretz Canaan. So Rabbi Meir learns from here that every Tanai needs to be a Tanai Kuffel. This becomes really becomes the prototype for all Tanoim. So let's say, for example, a man is Mekadesh, a woman, gives her a ring and says, if you give me 200 zuz, you're Mekudeshes right now with the ring that I'm giving you. And if you don't give me 200 zuz, you're not going to be Mekudeshes to me. So, and after that, what happened? He gives her, he's Mekadesh, the woman, obviously, with this ring. So here, the Tanai is going to be Kayam, as long as, if she gives 200 zuz, she's going to be Mekudeshes. And if she doesn't, she's not Mekudeshes. But let's say all he said to her was, if you give me 200 zuz, you're Mekudeshes to me with this ring right now. And he's Mekadesh her right now. So the halacha is, and then let's say she doesn't give him 200 zuz. They are married anyway. The Tanai is batel because he didn't give the second half. It wasn't a Tanai kuffel. He didn't say, and if you don't give me 200 zuz, you're not going to be Mekudeshes. The halacha now is, since he only said one side of the Tanai, if you give me 200 zuz, you're on Mekudeshes. So then, and he didn't say, and if you don't, you're not, then she's Mekudeshes immediately. She doesn't have to give her anything. So that's one halacha Rabbi Meir learns from B'nai Gad V'nei Reuven. In fact, there's another halacha. And that is that the Tanai has to be kodem lemaaseh, which means you have to say the Tanai im ya'avru. What will they do? The Tanai that is fulfilled, then unisatem. If you do the following, if you give me 200 zuz, then you're mekudeshes. Can't be the other way. It can't be, we'll give you this if you fulfill the Tanai. No, the Tanai has to be mentioned first in the sentence. You can't say, you're mekudeshes to me now if you give me 200 zuz. So that's also something we derive from the B'nai Gad V'nei Reuven. And finally, the Tanai has to be Sheyehein Kodem L'Lav. The positive statement has to precede the negative statement. Even in the Tanai Kuffel, it has to be Im Yavru, if you pass over and the Yarden and fight with us. And then you say, and if you don't. You can't say, if you don't pass over the Yarden, then you're not going to get this. But if you do, you will get this. Even there, even though you did it Tanai Kuffel, since the Hain is not Kodem Nalav, the positive is not before the negative, so it's not going to be a Tanai, a proper Tanai. So these are the halachos we derived from the government of B'nai Reuven. Our mission is going to focus on the Tanai Kuffel, and Rabbi Meir is going to be, as we'll see, is the author of this Mishnah, is going to teach us that in all the Mishnayos that we mentioned in the Almanas, all the Tanai we've been mentioning in the previous Mishnayos, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that they're only effective as Tanaim. They're only assume that there is a Tanai condition built into the marriage if you make a Tanai Kuffel. If you do not make a Tanai Kuffel, so then there is no Tanai at all, and the Kiddushin is a Kiddushin. It's effective even if Tanai is not fulfilled. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Tanai She'eno Tanai B'nai Gad V'nei Reuven Eino Tanai. Any Tanai that's not a Tanai Kuffel is not Tanai, even if the Even if you think you fulfilled the Tanai, that's not, the Tanai is meaningless, which means that even if that which even if the Tanai was not fulfilled, nonetheless the gift or the effect, the kiddushin, whatever it may be, will be fulfilled anyway. Shneamar vayomer Moshe alehem im yavru v'nei gadu v'nei reuven. That's in Bamidbar Lamed Beis Perek Pasuk Chav Tes. Uchsiv, and it also says vim lo yavru chalutzim. So that's what the Mishnah is quoting from Parshas Matos. Im yavru b'nei gavnei ruvein, v'im lo yavru chalutzim. So that is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Moshe gave this Tanai kafel. So that's what Rabbi Meir holds against all the Mishnayos that we mentioned before. That the Tanai in the previous, if you didn't give a Tanai kafel, then the Tanai is not necessary. And even if you didn't give 200 zuz, or the person, let's say, didn't have a base core offer, remember we mentioned that in the previous Mishnah, she's bekudeshes anyway. Rabbi Chana Ben Gamliel Omer, he disagrees. Tzarech haya hadar var la omro. He disagrees. He says you cannot learn the rules of what we call the mishpatei tanoim. You can't learn from Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein. Those cannot serve as a model. Why? Because there Sheol Malei Kain, had Moshe not doubled the Tanai, then yesh ba mashma shafilu beretz Kanan lo yinchalu. It would be implied that they wouldn't even be able to inherit an Eretz Kanan. What does it mean? So he's saying the following, that over there, you know why Moshe had to give the second half of the Tanai? Not because all Tanai need to be doubled. You say, if you do this, fine, and if not, not. It's because there, one could have been under the oppression as follows. Had Moshe said, Im yavru b'nei gadu v'nei reuven, if you cross the Yarden and you fight with us, with the rest of B'nei Israel, you will receive Eretz HaGilad. So now, that's all he said. Would I have now derived the second half, and if you don't fight with us, you won't get Eretz HaGalad, but you'll get you'll join everyone else in Eretz Canaan? No. Maybe I would have said, you're not going to get anything. You're not going to get Eretz HaGalad. If you don't fight with us, not getting an inheritance in Eretz Canaan either. So Moshe, therefore, had to ensure that they knew that if they didn't fight, they at least would get Eretz Canaan. He wasn't taking away from them any inheritance at all. So that's why Moshe had to make the second statement. But if we can understand from a simple Tanai, if you give me 200 zuz, you mikudeshes, so I know the other half. And if you don't give 200 zuz, you're not mikudeshes. So that's something we can figure out our own. So says Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel, so that's why you're in regular cases, you don't need a Tanai kafel. That is his argument. There is some debate about the following. Let's say, what would the halacha be regarding the other mishpatei tanoim? Let's say the Tanai kodem lamasa. Is it important for the Tanai, if you do this, then the following? To according to Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel, is he only arguing about Tanai kafel, or is he arguing about everything? So some say Rashi hold that no, the hein has to be kodem lalav. The positive statement has to be before the negative statement, and you have to have, assuming you're saying a Tanai kafel, and the Tanai has to precede the masa. If this, then the following will happen. And others say no, he's arguing on everything. The only reason he mentions, Tanai kafel, is because that's really what, that's what Rabbi Meir was talking about. But he would disagree on all of those others. Happens to be that the halacha follows Rabbi Meir, that when it comes to a Tanai, as you start the word, if you start with the word, let's say, im, if you do the following, it has to follow B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, it has to be a Tanai kafel. But if you use the language of Almanas, which is what we've been speaking about in the previous Mishnayos, you don't need a Tanai kafel, nor do you have to have the other Mishpatei Tanam either. The Hain doesn't have to be before the Lav, and the yes before the positive before the negative, you don't need that. And the Tanai doesn't have to be before the Maisa. You can mention the Maisa before the if you do the following. I say the following you'll get if the following out of order. That we find, that's where the Rambam says in Hilchos Yishos Perek Vav, somehow Almanas works magic and you don't need the regular rules of Tanai Kafel or the other Mishpatei of the other rules of Tanaim. But if you're not using Almanas, then in fact you would need a Tanai Kafel. Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey Hamakadesh Isha Va'amar Kesavur Hayisi Shehi Kohenes. After the Kiddushin, he gives us the case of Kiddushin. Very nice. And then he said after the Kiddushin, by the way, I thought she was a Kohenes. I thought she was a Bas Kohen, and that's what I had in mind, where it was Mekadesh, Rabbi Levi. But I find that now that she's the Leviah, these are Kiddushei Tos. Or let's say you said, Leviah Vahari Kohenis. I thought she was Leviah, but I find that now she's a Bas Kohen. Or let's say you said, Aniya Vahari Ashir. I thought she was poor. I find out that she's wealthy. Or Ashira Vahari Aniya. Or I thought she was wealthy. I find out she's poor. So the halacha is, since he didn't mention his mindset, he didn't say that this is a condition, marrying you while manas, that you're poor or that you're rich or that you're Kohenis, etc., Hareza Mikudashas. These Kiddushin are complete Kiddushin. They're not considered Kiddushei Tos. Mipnei Shalohit Atu. Because she didn't deceive him at all. He deceived himself. And this is what he was thinking. Well, then we apply the principle of Devarim Shemalev Enem Devarim. Just things that in your heart. We learn this in the Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Anything that you're thinking about, that's not, has no effect at all in Halacha. Homer Leisha Hare At Mikudashas Li La'achar She'es Gayer. So this is a non-Jew who says to a Jewish woman, you are Mekadeshes to me after I convert. Oh, or La'achashetis Gairi, or let's say Yavi Yisrael tells to a non-Jewish woman, gives her Ketzav Kiddushin, and says, okay, you are Mekadeshes to me, I'm giving you the ring right now, and it will take effect after you convert. Or let's say an Eved Kanani tells a Bas Chorin, I, Eved Kanani, I'm giving you the ring right now, and I will be Kodeshes to me once I am, once I'm set free. Or let's say a Ben Chorin told a Shivcha Kananis, you're Mekodeshes to me, La'achar she'tish tachri, after you are emancipated, or how about the following? A person says to an Eshes Ish, she's a married woman, gives her a ring right now, I know you're married to this man, but La'achar she'imus balich, you're going to be mekudeshes to me. I must make sure on the chance the husband dies that he is able to grab her first. So he gives her the kesef kiddusha now on the condition that you're mekudeshes to me after your husband dies. Or let's say he says to his wife's sister, who's also to him in his wife's lifetime, but you're mekudeshes to me la'achar she'tamus achosich. He gives her kesef kiddusha now, even though she's also to him now, and says, okay, the kiddusha shall take effect after your sister dies, and which is referring to his wife, of course. Or let's say he tells the Shomeris Yavam, there's a woman waiting for Yibum, La'achar she'yachlots lich yivmich. I'm giving you a kesef kiddusha now, and it should take effect after chalitzus performed by your Yavam, you'll be married to me. In all of these cases, eina mikudeshes. Why? Since he doesn't have the ability to mikadesh her now, she's a married woman, she's not Jewish or whatever it may be, or he's not Jewish, whatever it is, or there's this Arayos, she's a Shomeris Yavam. So then, since he can't be Mekadesh her now, the Kiddushin in the future can't be Kiddushin either. What about Shomeris Yavam? Shomeris Yavam is not so simple. Shomeris Yavam, Kiddushin, are Kiddushin not Tofsin? When it comes to a Jew and a non-Jew, the Kiddushin aren't Tofsin. It doesn't even take effect at all. There's no concept of Kiddushin. Comes to a woman who's an Erva, so there's no concept of Kiddushin. But a Shomeris Yavam, is she really an Erva? She's waiting for the Yavam. Her husband passed away. She's waiting for the brother-in-law. And now another man vis-a-vis this Shomeris Yavam is really, that's an Isser Kares. That's a Kiddushin Aron Tofes. So happens to be, it's not so simple. The Gemara assumes that the Tana of our Mishnah holds that Kiddushin are not Tofsin, but that's not everyone's opinion. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion, because the Pasuk says, Lo siyeh eishes hameis hachutza le'ish zar, the Yavama can't marry another of a stranger. Rather, she should have Yibam or Chalitza. Lo sihiyeh, Rabbi Akiva. Two opinions. One opinion is that the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva's opinion, who we've mentioned in the past, holds, and especially in Yevamos, that Kiddushin aren't Tofsin b'chai ve'lavin. That when it comes to a lotase, this is lo sihiyeh, so then Kiddushin are not tofes. And the truth is, Kiddushin are not tofes, according to Rabbi Akiva, even when it comes to, let's say, a Kohen and a Grusha. Now, we don't hold that way. We hold Kiddushin does take effect. You're not allowed to marry and live together, but nonetheless, a man or a Kohen is a Mekadesh or Grusha, the Kiddushin does take effect. Not like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, but maybe the author of our mission is Rabbi Akiva. And since for someone else to marry your Yavama is a lotase, is a lav, so according to Rabbi Akiva, Kiddushin really do not take effect, and that's why you wouldn't be married to her. After Chalitza by giving her the ring right now, because Kiddushin are not toasted in B'chai Ve'lavim. And others learn and know that there's a special drasha, because there it says, Lo Sihyeh Eishes HaMeis HaChutz L'Ishzor, when it comes to Shomeres Yavam, Lo Sihyeh teaches us Lo Teheba Havaya, which means that even though it's a low, even though it's not an Isser Karis, nonetheless, Kiddushin aren't toasted either when it comes to Shomeres Yavam. Therefore, Mekadesh HaShomeres Yavam, the Kiddushin aren't toasted at all. The Rambam rules that a man who's a Mekadesh, a woman waiting for Yibam, another man, she is Mekudeshes Misafik. And therefore, someone who says to Shomeres Yavim, gives her a ring and says, Harei HaMekudeshes Li L'Acha SheYachzus Lich Yivmich, after Chalitza, you Mekudeshes to me, she's Mekudeshes. Why? Because since had even Mekadesh her right now, the Kiddushin would be Tofstin Misafik. Therefore, we have to assume that she is Mekudeshes Misafik as well, because he was Mekadesh her right now, she was Mekudeshes Misafik. Therefore, being Mekadesh her after Chalitza would be Kiddushin Misafik as well. V'chein, the Mishnah continues, Ha'omer l'chaver, Im yolda ishtecha nekeva, harein Mekudeshes li. Here's someone says to a woman, the woman's pregnant, or shouldn't, well, we don't know that. The Mishnah here says, if your wife gives birth to a nekeva, I am a kadesh this child that's going to be born. If your daughter, obviously we don't know if it's going to be a boy or a girl. If your wife gives birth to a daughter, she's mekudeshes to me right now with this money. He gives it to the woman, who's to the mother. Ain't a mekudeshes. Why? Kiddushin can't be toasted with an isha shalabal olam. She's not allowed, hasn't come into the world yet. Im hoisa eishes chaver meuberes, v'hukar ubara devarav kayamim, v'im yolda nekeva mekudeshes. But if indeed his friend's wife was pregnant, and it was recognizable that she was pregnant, and gives her the money now, that if you give birth to a daughter, she's mekudeshes, that daughter's mekudeshes to me, the Mishnah says then, devarav kayamim, and indeed if it's a daughter that's born, she is mekudeshes to this man. Now the Rambam believes that he has to go back and be mekadesh her after she gives, after she's, this child is born. A person can't be makne a davar shalah balaola to say that there was a kiddushin acquisition here when the child is not even born, even though it was recognizable as a fetus. Nonetheless, that's certainly not going to be a valid kiddushin. Has to. What does it mean devar of kayamin? What does it mean? Oh well, if she's pregnant and it's noticeable she's pregnant, so she's mekudeshes devar kayamin. The word are Kayim. All that means is a chumrah, that she shouldn't, this daughter should not marry anybody else. That's the way the Rambam explains it in his Perish HaMishnayis. But in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Zayin Halacha, Tez Zayin, it sounds like the Rambam holds she's really Mikudeshes Bevados. So that's some discussion about that. And there are those who claim that this entire statement about hukar ubara, if she's pregnant and you can recognize that she's pregnant, then devarv kayamin, the kiddushin to that child that's she's pregnant with, assuming it's a girl, she's mekudeshes, that entire statement does not belong in this Mishnah. And therefore, even if the ubar is hukar, it's recognizable, the Tana of the Mishnah holds she's not mekudeshes at all, because a person can't be makne, a davar shelaba la olam.